Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here in the heart of the No Panic Zone. Joining me is Andrew Pollack, the new president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Good to have you here, Andrew. I appreciate you taking the time, as always.
Good morning, Steve. It's good to be on with you.
Good to have you. All right, so I want to ask you about a couple of things. First of all, how important do you think these Georgia Senate races are to make sure that we protect the Constitution, your rights and mine, silly little things like that? How important are these two Georgia Senate races coming up on January 5th?
Oh, it's everything. The whole country's riding on these two Georgia Senate races. You know, if we lose it or it goes to a tie, I think it, what does it go to the vice president? It would go to Kamala Harris. I can't, it's hard to even put out, to come out of my mouth those words.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to be in trouble. You know, if we lose, I'm helping Kelly Loeffler out in Georgia. You know, people have to donate. You know, I heard that Democrats even are moving. They're having people move to Georgia so they could vote. Have you heard that?
Well, I have. It's also a felony if you do that.
But they don't care about laws, really. You know, when you see it in general.
Well, there is that. Let's game this out a little bit. If those two seats go to the Democrats, which I don't think is likely, but if they did, if Georgia allowed those two seats to go to the Democrats, what would happen to gun owners in Georgia and around the country, frankly? What kind of things could we face from Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or their administration?
Well, the worst is that I put in my article, the worst is they're going to go after the gun manufacturers. You know, they're going to hold them liable, which really is going to put them out of business. So that's worse than probably any gun law, is giving them the rights to go after, you know, the gun manufacturers.
So names like Remington, Ruger, Winchester, Browning, Mossberg, all of these names, anything that's made in the United States would be targeted and destroyed.
Sure. Any crime that's committed, they're going to give the victim the right to go after the manufacturer. That'd be like a drunk driver driving a Ford pickup, goes out drunk, plows into five people, and those victims are allowed to go sue Ford. I'll even say it like some people can understand it more. So if someone, what if someone ODs on a bottle of Tylenol? It'd be like being able to sue Tylenol. And you know, these Democrats, they're saying they're going to go after them.
Yeah, I think if you use a motor vehicle and you get drunk and you drive it into a family of six, you should sue Chevrolet or Ford or Toyota. I mean, that is... It's misuse of the equipment. It's misuse of the equipment. I mean, if you take a ball peen hammer and hit somebody over the head, do you sue the hammer maker?
Yeah, right. But they're going to be able to do whatever they want. That's the problem. So it's so important, these races. But you know what? A lot of people, probably like myself, you know, I lost faith in the election system. Because I 73 million people don't believe the results. So we all lost faith in it. And I'm hoping that we put out an article on crimeresearch.org also about mail-in ballots out there. Other third world countries don't use it. In Europe, they banned it. It's just there's so much corruption that goes on with it.
I'd like to post that article on our social media spots as well. Andrew Pollack here. He's the new president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Because if they won't use those things in Europe and they won't use those things in third world nations, and they actually require that people to have identification, because somehow, you know, these folks believe that if you're low income, you won't be able to vote. Well, if you're low income, you have to have an ID to get food stamps. You have to have, you know, to get credit from any state or the federal government for food assistance or assistance for dependent children. You have to have an ID for all of that, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's what it is, and it's just so many hands touch the ballots that, you know, that there's going to be corruption, and it's been proven. So it's been banned in other countries, but let alone they allowed it here. And you know what? In Oregon, I live in Oregon now, I don't think the Republicans won. They changed to mail-in ballots in Oregon. In over 20 years, there hasn't been a Republican that won the presidency and since they changed to mail-in ballots. California now came out and said they want to switch all to mail-in ballots. So it's not really a surprise, and I don't think Republicans could get a fair shake ever. If this isn't fixed right now, what went wrong in this election moving forward?
I agree with that, and I'm also very concerned about the Dominion Smartmatic software systems developed in Venezuela. I don't know that. I don't know what's going to be. I mean, Sidney Powell says she can prove all of a whole host of allegations about how votes were manipulated, added, subtracted, even deleted. We'll see if that happens. I'm waiting to see that, but we'll. That's also very suspect.
You and everybody, Steve. You know, we're waiting. We're waiting to see this proof. You know, because that's all you hear from mainstream media is where is the proof? There is no fraud. You know, it's over. You know, if you turn on, there's so much media bias out there that you can't even listen to it. Even Fox went bias now. Didn't even want to wait for the outcome until they started to announce victories, you know, without even having the full count. So there's so much media bias. And you know what? Even looking at the media, you don't know what to believe anymore. There's so many different articles coming in and coming out, you know. Who you don't know what to believe anymore when you're watching the news or reading articles.
That's the problem. When you can't trust the news at all. Oh, by the way, I see a report here. You'll enjoy this a little bit. AT&T trying to get rid of CNN. They figure the network peaked out with all its Trump hate. And so now that it's Trump's not going to be there, they're going to get pummeled, which is what Donald Trump has said for a long time. So CNN could be circling the drain of the toilet more than they have been recently, and that'll be the end of that. But there is a problem with journalism because there isn't any, Andrew. There just isn't any left. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I agree with you because really, for journalists, they got to go out and find and research the facts, not just push agendas. So when you're watching certain mainstream media, you don't know what to believe in. And they're really not out doing reporting, you know, like some of this, like Andy Ngo in Portland, when he's out and he's filming and you're seeing
on the front line, sure.
News. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
but we need a lot more of that. We need a lot more citizen journalists, that's for sure. And I agree with you completely on that, Andrew. I have to leave it there for today, but I greatly appreciate it. Andrew Pollack is the new president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, an American author and activist. Andrew, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Steve. Have yourself a great day. Thank you.